Earlier this year, Plattsburgh Republican Mayor Don Kasperzak decided not to run for re-election. That triggered a three-way race for the top seat in the city between Ward 4 Councilor and Mayor Pro Tem Independent Jim Calnon, Ward 2 Democrat Mark Tiffer, and Independent Chris Rosenquist. Calnon, an independent who was endorsed by the Republicans, won with 46% of the vote to Rosenquist's 34% and Tiffer's 20%. 444 votes separate Calnon and Rosenquist. At his campaign headquarters, Calnon, in his typical pragmatic style, cautioned that there are still absentee ballots to be counted.
It looks very good. As I say, there's 603 absentees that were issued, and the margin that I'm ahead at the polls is a little bit less than that, so you know, we'll be certain for a week, but it feels pretty good.
Calnon says during his campaign, he heard that costs, taxes, and development are city residents' primary concern and attributes his victory to his more practical approach to those issues.
I was presenting a plan that said, look, we'll do what we can afford to do and not just pave the streets with gold and expect that something magical will happen. So I think the voters, you know, have some confidence that I can deliver. First priority will be to start some conversations that need to be held. I mean, we've got to spend some more time working with our labor unions. We certainly need to have some better coordination among our departments. We'll continue to have conversations with the other municipalities that surround us and that affect us. And, you know, we'll just start by talking.
Independent Chris Rosenquist returned to his hometown from Seattle to run for mayor. Initially criticized as a carpetbagger, his campaign sparked interest from a broad constituency.
My volunteers who've put forth a lot of work, we are an independent grassroots campaign, and look at what has happened. Amazing, amazing work that they have put in. So we are excited about the results. And with the 10% still out, we'll see how it goes. You know, maybe they're absentees, maybe they're affidavit votes. We'll see how it goes.
Rosenquist says his campaign highlighted the real and latent potential of Plattsburgh.
We brought a conversation for what's possible for our region. Economic development, waterfront development, arts, culture, entertainment. We brought the conversation of the city of Plattsburgh being the cultural and the economic heart of the North Country. Now, 3 years, 4 years time from now, we'll see. This is the foundation upon which we're creating a new conversation for Plattsburgh. We're not done. We are not done. It's just going to take a little bit longer for us to create it.
Democrat Mark Tiffer was far behind his two opponents, 14% behind Rosenquist and trailing winner Calnon by 26%. County Democratic Chair Marty Mannix believes the three-way race was detrimental for Tiffer's campaign.
I think the problem there was clear, and that was there was going to be a division. It was clear pretty early on that there were a couple candidates there, and they had certain constituencies that were supporting them. And if they couldn't get together and decide to come together and settle on one candidate, they were going to let this thing pass as it did to Jim Calnon.
Mayor-elect Calnon praises his opponents and hopes they will remain engaged with city issues.
There's been an awful lot of very active and very, very enthusiastic support in support of my opponents. And, you know, one of the things that I look forward to in the new year is, you know, sitting down and engaging those supporters and working on their behalf as well. One thing that I'm kind of saddened about is that come January, I wouldn't be working with Mark Tiffer anymore. And I like Mark and I respect Mark. And I hope he's not discouraged and that, you know, he's back in the arena again.
Plattsburgh's new mayor will be sworn in on January 1st for a three-year term. Current mayor Don Kasperzak was first elected to that office in 2007. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.